One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Have you sent for your copy of the new Barber Family album? Better do so right away. Just send the top of the box from a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Send for yours tonight. Overheard between Paul and Clifford up in Paul's studio.
Paul, I came up here to get something off my chest.
I'm glad you did, Cliff. If you hadn't come to me, I was going to come to you.
Well, you know what it is, then?
I think so. You've heard or you suspect that I've been to see Marty Pemberton, and you don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, here's a bit of good advice. Next time a headache is making you miserable, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, follow this bit of advice just once, and you'll never be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. And in Alka-Seltzer, this effective pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Remember now, whenever you have a headache, to get relief from your discomfort in a hurry, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. We believe Alka-Seltzer will be first with you because it gives such fast, comforting headache relief. Always dependable. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Chapter 18, Book 84. Paul Barber stands looking out the window in his studio at the top of the house. Stars are in the sky, and the night is quite balmy for San Francisco. Paul watches the lights on a ship as it slowly moves under Golden Gate Bridge. Whither bound, he muses, and the ceaseless rushing parade of cars across the bridge. Whither bound, and why? He looks up at the sky and fixes his gaze on a bright star twinkling over the hills of Marin County across the bay. He seems lost in a reverie, which is broken by a knock on his door.
Come in.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm over here by the window, Cliff.
Oh, uh-huh.
Come on in.
Didn't see you for a second. Why don't you turn on some lights?
Oh, I was just looking out here. Beautiful night. Doesn't seem right to be inside. And look at that ship.
Hmm?
See? Just the other side of the bridge. Ships fascinate me. I always wonder where they're going.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you're not in a mood to stand here and look out the window, so suppose we sit down. Want me to turn on this lamp?
No, it's kind of nice this way. I have to get used to it. Well, aren't you going to sit down?
Uh-huh.
If you're worried about my staying too long, you needn't. I got a date. I'll be leaving pretty quick.
Well, I envy you. It's spring, and a man should have a date.
What do you mean you envy me? If you want to be with somebody, all you've got to do is pick up that phone there.
Thanks for the reminder. Any further suggestions?
Huh?
I thought maybe you might have a particular person in mind that I might call.
Oh, it's up to you.
I think I will turn on the light here, if you don't mind.
It's okay with me.
Yeah, now we can see each other. Okay. Fire away.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you for several days about something, and I don't know, I couldn't get the courage or the opportunity to do it. Then when I was getting dressed a while ago, I thought I'd come up and get it off my chest.
I'm glad you did.
Huh?
I know you've been bothered, and I'm glad we're going to have it out. Matter of fact, if you hadn't come to me, I was going to come to you.
You know what this is, then?
I think so.
What?
You've heard or you suspect that I've been to see Marty Pemberton. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that I made a point of finding it out or anything like that. It just happened I heard something, and I put two and two together, that's all.
I haven't any reason or desire to make a secret of it.
Well, I couldn't help but wonder about the deal a little. Of course, when it comes right down to it, there's no reason why you shouldn't see Marty all you want to. She and I are completely finished. She made that clear enough when she gave me the gate. So, as I say, well, why shouldn't you see her if you want to? You're both free agents. I know darn well she likes you.
Cliff, right here now, let's get this much straight. I have no notion of changing the status quo between Marty and me. It is now, and it will continue to be what it was when you were seeing her. I liked her then. I like her the same way now, neither more nor less. She's a wonderful girl, and I'm sorry that she didn't become your wife. But because she didn't, I didn't feel that I should refuse her hospitality when she invited me to come to dinner.
Well, she called you up, said it?
Yes. She just received a letter from Teddy and called to tell me about it. She hadn't heard a word from any of us in a long time. She was anxious to know how you were getting along.
What'd you tell her? Right back where I was when I first met her, out of work, my usual mixed-up state?
I told her the truth, Cliff, that you weren't working right now, but that you were going after a job in a very determined way. Furthermore, I told her I thought you'd get one, too.
Optimist, huh?
No, that's what I really feel about it.
Well, thanks for the confidence, anyway.
Well, now, do you feel satisfied in your mind about Maudie?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's not have any reservations about it. I don't want you to have any doubts. Now, come on. If anything's bothering you about the situation, let's have it, huh?
Paul, the only thing that's bothering me now is that I even brought it up. I should have had sense enough to know what the situation was. I don't know. I guess I was jealous.
All right. Whatever. It's understandable.
It makes me feel kind of small, though. Gosh, here's a swell gal like Maudie, and here you are with Nicolette leaving. As soon as she goes, you won't have anybody, will you?
Starting to feel sorry for me now?
Well, no kidding, though, Paul. If she calls you again, you'll go to see her, won't you? If you don't, I'll feel like a real stinker.
You came up here worrying that I had seen her, now you're worrying that I won't. What is this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't make much sense these days. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Maybe if I could get a job, I'd be a little more stable.
Well, you're doing your best. That's all anybody can do.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. But I'm getting such a darn guilty feeling about not working. I think everybody's talking about me behind my back.
Cliff, if anybody's talking about you behind your back, you know what they're saying?
What?
They're saying that you're the most generous, sympathetic, kindest guy that ever lived. And there isn't a person in this family who isn't pulling for you. As far as I'm concerned, I have the utmost confidence that you're going to succeed.
Gee, boy, you don't know what that does for me. Makes me want to go right out and take a job away from somebody. Honest, I...
Come in.
Paul?
Oh, come in, Dad.
Yes, I came up to tell you that Nicolette just dropped over. I know she'd like to see you. She's downstairs in the library.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I've been expecting her to phone me. I guess she decided to come over instead. I'll run on down.
Tell your mother I'm up here with Clifford, if she'd like to come up.
Okay.
Thanks a million, Paul.
Paul and Nicolette have such a little time left to see each other, I thought I'd get out. I imagine your mother will do the same.
Oh, you don't have to worry about Mom.
Very pleasant up here. You weren't going any place, were you, Clifford?
Well, I was, Dad, but I've been talking to Paul, and I don't think I will now. No, I think I'll get a good night's sleep and get up in the morning and get downtown early and see if I can't land something. Paul's got me all fired up.
Yeah, gave you some good advice, didn't he?
Well, it wasn't exactly advice, Dad. I don't know what it is about the guy, but he gives you confidence and hope. Makes you feel like you amount to something. I was lower than an earthworm when I came up here, and now I feel like I've had a shot in the arm. It isn't so much what he says, I don't think. It's always pretty simple when you stop to analyze it, but he's got something. What is it, you suppose?
Yes, a fine man. I'm afraid he'll be quite desolate when Nicolette leaves.
Oh, yeah. I guess she'll be going pretty soon now, huh?
Almost any day, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if she had some news about her departure to tell Paul tonight. Yes. It'll always be a source of regret to me that they never met.
Everybody out
for. Why, you haven't run anybody out, Nicolette.
Your mother didn't lose much time making her excuses after you arrived.
Oh, she's going up to talk to Dan. Tell me, any news about when you're leaving?
Yes. I received a call just a few minutes ago. That's why I wanted to see you. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Is it definite where you're going?
Well, first to Washington. I will be there a few days and then I fly to Paris. I'm not sure how long I will be in Europe, but I do not imagine it will be more than a week or two. From there, I will go to Ankara. My assignment to the station there is now definite.
I see. It's hard to believe somehow the time has come for you to go, Nicolette. I think I've been clinging to a selfish hope that it all might fall through and that you wouldn't be leaving us.
I've had moments when I felt the same way, but the marvelous opportunity I'm to have overshadows whatever regrets I might have. It will be stimulating work and I will be doing something for this great country which has accepted me so graciously and been so kind to me. Very much the way you barbers have, as a matter of fact.
Anchor, huh? Seems so far and so far away, doesn't it?
Yes, but I will be in Paris, and it will be spring. Oh, it is so beautiful there in the springtime.
I hope they give you more than a week or two there.
They may. In any case, I'm sure I will have some spare time. Would you like me to try to locate Christine?
I read that she was starting a concert tour very soon.
Well, then I should have no difficulty finding her. I would be glad to talk to her, Paul.
Thank you, Nicolette, but when Christine left, it was understood that that was the end, and I'm afraid it has to be that way.
Very well.
Thank you for thinking of doing it. It's very generous and thoughtful of you.
The fact that I could offer to see Christine for you is encouraging to me, Paul. It makes me believe that I have grown up, that I am at last ready to leave here. There was a time when I would not have wished you to renew your relationship with her. But I do not feel that way now.
Why?
Because I can see things more objectively. And I am convinced that you are still very much in love with Christine. And that you will always be in love with her.
Is it because of that belief that you are leaving here?
Oh, no. Not really. This is not a running away, an escape for me. I am going because I want to make an interesting life for myself if I can. So why not now, while I still have some semblance of my youth left? Furthermore, I know in my heart that it is right that I should go. And so do you. If I should happen to see Christine, is there any message, anything you want me to say to her?
You might tell her that I often think of her. Just that, please.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, on those days when everything seems to go wrong and you come home feeling tired out and work weary, try this. Drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how you feel better. That's right, Alka-Seltzer. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. And listen, here's something else. To help you rest better and wake up feeling better, drink another glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of hard work. Try it, won't you? Alka-Seltzer when you come home from a work-weary day and also before you go to bed. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Always keep it handy in your home. Here's the family again.
Good night, Nicolette.
Good night, Paul.
I'll drive you to the airport tomorrow. At least we have until then before we say goodbye.
Mothers, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day ensure against the letdown, all-in feeling that follows when you and your family don't get enough of the known essential vitamins. Take care of yourself and your family. See that every member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Be sure it's one-a-day brand, the blue package with the big one. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford Finds Employment, Chapter 19, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.